Very interesting to see. And looking at North Huron, too, is a team that had some nice pieces last year. Be interesting to see what they bring to the table. I got my eye on that game.
It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll take a look at both the Ubbly Bearcats and the Harbor Beach Pirates as we are 24 minutes away from kicking off week number one in week number four right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
Huron Auto Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard-to-find parts for cars, heavy-duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go-to auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, Huron Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on michiganstumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to michiganstumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Autumn is at our doorstep, and that means it's time to rake in the deals at Thumb Cellular. Through September 30th, you can get $25 off all iPhones and $50 off all Androids. And you'll get a free Ventev wireless charging pad with the purchase of a compatible smartphone. Thumb Cellular has once again lowered the prices on data buckets to half price. If you're using more data than usual while working from home or homeschooling, this deal is for you. For more details on all these ways to save, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or visit any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Please remember to wear a face covering. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th, 2020. Smartphone discounts and free wireless chargers require a two-year contract. Thumb Cellular. We've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Talk Gum. Talk Gum. Talk Gum the Bum. Talk Gum. Talk Gum. Talk Gum the Bum.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Social distance and everything. We're still on the airwaves here. We got plenty of space here and perhaps one of the largest towers in the state of Michigan here in Harbor Beach, Michigan. Let's take a look at the away team here tonight, the Ubbly Bearcats. For the fourth straight season, the Ubbly Bearcats have a new head coach at the helm of their storied football program. But do not let that fool you. Eric Sweeney may be the new coach, but the cast of supporting actors are exactly the same for well over a decade. Bill Sweeney retired immediately after the 2019 season concluded, which was leading the way for Aaron Maurer to take the reins. A job change pulled Maurer out of the state, which led to an impromptu opening, which I will say is quite fitting for the year of 2020. That's when Eric Sweeney stepped up, who brought back a familiar face to the sidelines with him, Jim Becker running the defense, and Dave Kaufman still analyzing things up in the booth.
Well, let's acknowledge Coach Bill Sweeney to start. 110 games over nine seasons. He was 88-22 over that time, an 800 winning percentage. Six district championships, five regionals, five semifinal appearances, and one final appearance. Six 10-win seasons in 9 years, and probably one of his best stats, he has never missed the playoffs.
Over the last nine seasons, dating back to 2011, Ubbly has gone 65-31, the second best of all 14 Grierotham Conference teams. Over that time, they've had solid lines in the trenches, stretching backfields, and strong quarterback play. None perhaps greater than the one they will have to replace from last season, Casey Sweeney.
Casey Sweeney was probably one of the most underrated quarterbacks. He deserved a lot more credit than what he got. The heart and soul of that team last year. They're going to miss him greatly. 4 years on varsity. He carried the ball for nine touchdowns last year. He even threw the ball a few times, just shy of 500 yards, had seven passing TDs. But look no further, as Ubley, when they started Casey Sweeney at a young age, they're going to do it again this year. They're starting freshman quarterback Evan Peruski. So look for him to have a lighter role. But as the season goes on, he may not excite you tonight, but moving forward as the season goes on, he will, his responsibilities will go up, and expect a very similar career to what Casey Sweeney had.
Last year, the Bearcats had a significant backfield, some referring them to as the Polish tree, each running back with a land name ending in SKI. Collectively, Ubley ran for 1,088 yards in the postseason alone and scored 19 times in the process. They may have lost Shane Ozentoski to graduation, but Ubley still has Carson Holeski and Colin Obrusky rearing and ready to go.
I think these are two of the biggest reasons why Paul and I chose Ubley to win this game. And number one is Carson Holeski, and 1B is Colin Obrusky. These guys are the heart and soul of this team, and probably 90% of the touches tonight go to these two guys. So Ron Rubel's defense is going to have those two numbers circled. Those guys are who you got to look out for. They had some big seasons last year. Carson Holeski ran for 1,400 yards and 19 touchdowns. Colin Obrusky ran for 290 yards in the postseason with three TDs. These guys are the lead backs, and either one of you can beat you on any given night.
Ubley has five returning starters on offense, which includes Holeski and Obrusky. But like the Bearcats' opponent tonight, they will have some spots to fill in their offensive line to replace.
And most notably, the left side of the line. They lost Ethan Smalley, Ethan Peruski, and Austin Peruski, pretty much the whole left side and center of that line. So that is one of my keys later on in the game, is to keep an eye on how the left side of that line holds up. Keep in mind, Austin Burke, Nolan Van Erp, you can circle that name as a guy that they will target to run behind all season long.
There's plenty of questions to be answered and a lot of week one jitters to get out of the way in week number four, perhaps one of the biggest games in the Greater Thumb East. It's the Backyard Brawl, Ubley and Harbor Beach going head-to-head in our season over, and we'll return to discuss the Harbor Beach Pirates in 1 minute right here on Sports Radio 102.1. 2020 has made us think about some things that we never thought possible or even necessary in our lives. And even with all the unknowns in the world right now, one thing we know for certain, when it comes to healthcare, you know where to go. For the most up-to-date and state-of-the-art 3D mammography, you know where to go. For five-star service in the cleanest hospital in the state of Michigan, for primary care, whether it's in Bad Axe, Elkton, Caseville, Pigeon, or Sebring, you know where to go. For walk-in care and fast care, open 362 days a year. For a certified trauma 4 medical center, award-winning pediatrics, cardiac, pulmonary, and physical rehabilitation. For three senior living communities, four pharmacies, diabetes education, respiratory therapy, or specialty care like cardiology, podiatry, urology, orthopedics, general surgery, and ears, nose, and throat. For whatever you need in healthcare, there's only one place to go. Sure. Better health, better life. So, do you know where to go? You sure do. Are you sure? You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. High school football back on the books. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Ramsey, and Dan Banky with your call tonight. We actually have an old folk here with us. Kayla O'Neill is back in the booth, as she's the other half of Jay O'Neill, who's a junior high head coach, and she got in the game here tonight. The Harbor Beach Pirates over the last 50 years has had a total of just two head coaches. Jack Dillon from 1971 to 1996, taking a team to the Silver Dome in 91 and compiling 157 wins and 83 losses. Then his former player, assistant coach, and protege took over in 97, and he has never left since. Troy Schalke is being his 24th season as head coach for the Pirates and has put together 170 wins and 77 losses. So combined, Dillon and Schalke have together won 327 wins over 50 years of football. Not too bad, I would say.
Absolutely. And Jack Dillon created the tough style of play, was inducted, rightfully so, into the Hall of Fame in 1987, was Coach of the Year of Class C three times. He won that award in 73, 76, and 1980 with 11 conference championships. And Coach Troy Schalke morphed the offense and molded it out of the wing tee into the spread, which has helped him to win 8-10 win seasons, five state semifinals, and that number one state championship.
Much like the Bearcats, Harbor Beach lost just over half of their starters to graduation, but the Pirates still have a few key cogs in their system, one of which being their all-conference senior quarterback in Dylan Kadar. He has a strong arm, intelligent grasp of the game, and he can be mobile when he needs to be. Harbor Beach will be leaning on him, especially